So 41 years ago, when Spandau Ballet's first album came out, did you think that in 2023 you'd still be performing?
I'll be honest with you, you kind of hope that you will be because, you know, when you were a young kid, you watched Top of the Pops and stuff like that, and you watched all your heroes and Queen and Bowie and Roxy, and you thought, wow, one day I want to be on Top of the Pops and hopefully I can have a career in music. I suppose it goes so quickly, I can't tell you. It really does. I have to pinch myself. I was 63 the other day and thinking, I've been doing this now for nearly 43 years. And but I'm still like the kid in the sweet shop, still love it, still enjoying every minute of it. And I think I'm blessed that I've managed to survive this long. It's quite incredible, actually.
Absolutely. And the 80s have made quite a comeback in terms of pop culture at the moment. Is there any chance of you kind of getting back together with Spandau Ballet, or is that era kind of done?
No, unfortunately, obviously it's a question that people ask a lot, and I understand completely why. But the fallout was pretty acrimonious, and it wasn't, you know, I've apologised to the fans because I think a lot of the fans thought, oh, you know, it's down to me. It was not down to me. It was something that they did that forced me into a position where I just couldn't do it anymore. I think you've got to be happy in life. And if your so-called friends are treating you the way they did with me, then you kind of think, hold it a minute, maybe there's greener pastures. So I'm surrounded by great musicians, the fabulous TH band. I've got a great team of people. And I'm enjoying life. So unfortunately, no, there won't be a reunion.
Are you happier being solo, do you think, or do you miss being in a band?
I mean, I love being in Spandau. And I do say, I mean, you know, most times when I'm performing, that, you know, despite all the shenanigans and everything you've read in the press, we had some amazing times, you know, we had some fantastic times. I mean, you know, real kind of schoolboy dreams and traveling the world and doing things that you can't imagine. So I always thank the boys for that. I just think it's sad, you know, the way it's gone. I really do. But, I mean, the good thing is that my band, I call them the Fabulous TH Band, because they are just incredible musicians. They're brilliant musicians. We're all good mates. Most of us have all got young kids. I mean, Adam Waiton there with his wife and kids at the weekend. We did a festival. And Phil Williams, our bass player, was there with his kids. Tim is the drummer. So we're all good mates, and so I suppose I'm still in a band, really. It just means, but my name's Tony Hadley in the TH band, mm-hmm. I suppose.
And on the 15th of June, you're coming to the Home Firth Pictodrome. What can people expect from your shows?
I think, you know what, I love the Home Firth Picture Dome. Sounds like something out of an American 50s kind of movie. I love the thought of playing there. It sounds fantastic. You've got to give people what they want. I mean, I've seen artists in the past deny their history and everything else and think, I'm just going to play all my new songs. And that's just crazy. So I always give people what they want. They obviously want to hear True Gold, Barricades, Lifeline, Only With These, Highly Strung, etc., etc. Cut long story short. But it's also nice. I always throw in a Queen song because I'm a massive Freddie fan and I love Freddie. And also, yeah, a couple of new songs from what will be the new album next year. So, yeah, it's a kind of mix, but we'll be doing all the hits, that's for sure.
And what's your favourite thing about performing? Is there one aspect of it in particular that you enjoy the most, or do you just love the whole vibe of it all?
I think I love the whole vibe of it, really. I still get nervous before I go on stage. There's those kind of butterflies that you get, and we have a little band ritual that we do, and you know, so we have a fun time before we go on, but just when I'm on the wings, that's when the old tummy starts to kind of do a triple flip. And but it's kind of good because that nervous energy kind of gets you through if you're a little bit tired or whatever. And I think it's a good thing to have. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first ever performance?
I do. It was at Pontins Holiday Camp. I think it was Bream Sands down in Somerset. And I finally plucked up, I was about 14, I think, at the time. I finally plucked up the courage to perform. Until that point, I'd always been really quite nervous about performing in front of anybody. But I got up Forgot the words halfway through. It was Lady Madonna was the song. And forgetting the words has haunted me ever since. I woke up sweating because I thought, am I going to forget the words to the new song? I even forgot the words to Gold once.
Oh, my God.
What happens is there's someone from the audience kind of talks to you, or you get distracted,
yeah,
and you just lose your track sometimes. But, so 400 people at Pontian's Holiday Camp, and the girl that I had loved all week, we ended up going out together, and I signed autographs, and I thought, okay, this might be the life for me.
Oh, that's lovely. And your plans for the future, so are you going to keep touring? You've got a new album coming out next year, so what are your plans ahead?
Well, we're always touring. We're always touring around the world. I'm off to Scandinavia this week and then back to the UK. Lots of stuff in Italy and Spain and Germany as well. We're doing lots of stuff in Europe, which is great. We're trying to get back into America. We love touring America, and COVID really knocked everything for six, as it did for everybody. So touring's ongoing. My swing album that I did years ago, that never been properly released, we're going to release it on vinyl and do a tour in March, I think February, March next year. And then the contemporary album will be out in about September next year. So you've got to keep busy. I mean, I love being in the studio, writing songs and stuff. And the new album, I think, sounding fantastic. And the swing album's great. It's a great album. So we're going to do a couple of new songs for that too.
Have your influences changed, do you think, in terms of songwriting and singing?
I think you've just got to write honestly. I don't tend to write with a style in mind. Although saying that, one of these songs that I wrote when we last with Spandau, a song called Soul Boy, that was influenced by John Newman. You know, I want to know now. Mm-hmm. I think he's a really cool artist. I love that song. But I kind of wanted to write something along those lines. So there was a little influence there. But, I like grand songs. I mean, I like stuff like Panic at the Disco, AWOL Nation, Kaiser Chiefs, Killers, Fuck, mm-hmm, Wombats. I'm kind of a bit of a rocker, really. So, and Sam Fender, I think, yes, big artist. He's absolutely superb. So there's a lot of good music out there, a lot of great music.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you prefer music nowadays, or do you miss how it used to be in the 80s with all the different styles and all the things that went with the music?
I think it's just eras, isn't it? It's just decades. If you look at Britain, certainly the 60s, you know, you had the kind of mods and rockers, then you had the 70s glam, 80s you had the kind of new Romos, futuristic look, 90s was a bit more sort of, you know, Manchester grunge. I think it's a shame there isn't sort of, kids are not really, really massively into fashion, mm-hmm, anymore. But I suppose the way you look at music has changed. I mean, you know, I used to get the David Bowie album and I would treasure it, and you know, I saved all my pocket money up, and you know, and I would want my hair to be like David Bowie's, and I'd want to look like David Bowie. I wanted to look like a punk. Mm-hmm. So, but that doesn't really sort of happen now. Everything's a bit more casual in terms of fashion, but the music's still good.
I was gonna say, like, back in the 80s you had like you said, the new romantic scene, and with that came the fashion, with the punk scene, the fashion, whereas nowadays there isn't really any music that defines kind of
I think that's a bit weird. I think what you gotta look at is that I sound like a real old bloke now, but back when I was growing up, I was trying to explain to my daughter the other day that when I was kind of growing up in the 60s and early 70s, we didn't even have a telephone in our house. My mum had to go down to the call box to make a call, and if you say that to young people there, they're sort of going, what? Mm-hmm. You didn't have a telephone. I mean, things were very simple. 3 TV channels, no mobile phones, no emails, no faxes, no worldwide communication that you've got now. And also, so your focus was really both music and fashion. But now you pick up your mobile phone, you can watch anything from around the world, you can music at the drop of a hat. Things are different, but hey, things change.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with all your shows.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the venue. It's going to be great.
Home Firth is lovely. It's where Last of the Summer Wine was filmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's lovely around there, yeah.
Oh, I bet there's a good couple of pubs as well.
There is.
We always have a little tipple before we go. Find the nearest pub.